AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Bloomberg News is reporting a copy of a Supreme Court opinion briefly was posted on the court's website, showing the justices appeared poised to allow emergency abortions in Idaho when a pregnant patient's health is at serious risk. The Supreme Court acknowledged a document was inadvertently posted. The case would continue at the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals if the High Court dismisses proceedings. The Supreme Court has sided with the Biden administration in a dispute with Republican-led states over how far the federal government can go to combat social media posts on controversial topics. The espionage trial of Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich has started in Russia. The American was arrested 15 months ago. This is National Security spokesman John Kirby.
I'll state it again. Evan has never been employed by the United States government. Evan is not a spy. Journalism is not a crime, and Evan should never have been detained in the first place.
Russia claims without offering any evidence, Gershkovich was gathering secret information for the U.S. He is expected to return to court in August. In court near Chicago today, the man accused of killing seven people and injuring dozens more at a 2022 Independence Day parade rejected a plea deal. Robert Cremo III refused to accept the agreement that prosecutors said would mean life in prison for him in the Highland Park shooting. Karina Mendez's father was killed at that parade.
I know he's up there looking at us now, telling us right now just to be patient and to let the court system do what they have to do.
Cremo's trial is scheduled to start in February. A wildfire in Oregon's high desert, a wildfire near the popular vacation destination of Bend, Oregon, grew rapidly, and officials are urging the continued evacuations of hundreds of homes in that area. Republican former Congressman Adam Kinzinger is endorsing President Biden. This is AP News. A big shakeup in a Democratic primary.
George Latimer, the Westchester County executive and a pro-Israel centrist, defeated Representative Jamal Bowman on Tuesday in a Democratic primary in suburban New York that highlights the party's deep divisions over the war in Gaza.
We have to fight to make sure that we do not vilify each other and that we remember that we're all Americans.
Audio from WABC, the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee spent nearly $15 million to defeat Bowman, who has accused Israel of committing genocide.
It has always been about humanity. It has always been about equality.
Audio from WNYW, Bowman's defeat is a blow to the Democratic Party's progressive wing. Julie Walker, New York.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.